Hi, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and you're tuned into Harpistry, music of the roots and branches of the harp family, from the Celtic world and beyond. Last week saw the release of the new single from the upcoming recording, Spell Songs 2, Let the Light In, with the full CD to be released on December 5th. The single is titled Oak, and the participating musicians were Seiko Keita, Kora and vocals, Rachel Newton, harp and vocals, Chris Draver, Jim Molyneux, Beth Porter, Julie Fallis, and Corinne Polwart. This is their follow-up to their highly acclaimed recording, Spell Songs, set to music from the glorious book The Lost Words by Robert McFarland and Jackie Morris. Here we have Oak from Spell Songs 2 featuring Chris Draver.
The hull of the ship that plows the sea, the ink that keeps our history, the axe's haft that fells the tree, that fells the tree. Sheltering tree, the willow is the weeping tree, and the oak is waiting. The fire burns and it makes this home, built around these seasoned bones, the chair pulled up beside the hearth, and the sleepers of the iron. Seasons turn, the beasts that shelter in the barn, this table that we sing around, and the casket we put in the ground. The poplar is the whispering tree, and the rowan is the sheltering tree, the willow is the weeping tree, and the oak is waiting.
Years to grow, 300 more. long leaves loosen whisper when the wind blows. Listen for a day, a week, till we know what the willows say. Lean in, no land snars. Listen for a week, a day, but you will never hear what willows say. Without your water brush and bow, you shoot your grain, you're not.
You don't deserve a jambola, sulipa.
With care, my love, and speak the things you see. Let new names take and root and thrive and grow. And even as you travel far from heather, crag and river, may you like the little fisher set the stream alight with glitter. May you enter now as otter, without falter, into water. Look to the sky with care, my love, and speak the things you see. Let new names take root and thrive and grow. And even as you journey on, past dying stars exploding, like the gilded one in flight, leave your little gifts of light. And in the dead of night, my darling, find the gleaming eye of starling. Like the little aviator, sing your heart to all dark matter.
Starting off that set was a brand new single from the upcoming release by various artists of the Spell Songs project. It was titled Oak. That was the first piece in this set, and that CD is going to be released on December 5th. We followed that up with the original Lost Words Spell Songs, two songs this first one was by Rachel Newton on harp, titled Willow. And we lastly heard the absolutely gorgeous and heartrending The Lost Words Blessings, with all the musicians contributing to that piece. Next up, we've got music by Harp 46.
Thank you. Thank you. must I be bound to leave your side, when all my heart is begging me to bide, with every step still further from your door, will I see thee more? Will I see thee more? Shield me from the burning sky, the blinding storms that rend us fly, a host of poppies gathered in great store. Will I see thee more? Will I see thee more? And all the queen's horses and all of her men cannot put the world together again. Another war to end all war. Will I see thee more? Will I see thee more? Ooh. And if peace comes, let it be soon. November rain, the empty tomb, Christian soldiers marching us to war. Will I see thee more? Will I see thee more? And all the queen's horses and all of her men cannot put the world together again. Another war to end all war. Will I see thee more? Will I see thee more? Will I see
three cuts from the Pusies from their recording Yellow Like Sunshine. And it was Mary McMaster and Patsy Seddon on harps in those pieces. We started with the piece titled Ho Vorag, followed by The Great Alpaca and Will I See Thee More. And at the top of that set, we heard from Harp 46, the title track to their CD, Entanglement. And Harp 46 is April Stace on harp, Nucleo Vega on percussion and dulcimer, and Posito Vega on bass. Next up, music by Lisa Lynn and George Tortorelli.
Thank you.
From Moya Brennan and Cormac DeBarra, both on harps and vocals, from their recording titled Infinity, that was Suas Sios. And before that, we heard from Firewire, the recording by Maureen Ahahasig on harp and Chris Newman on guitars. We heard Bright Falls the Air. And starting that set, Lisa Lynn on Celtic harp and George Tortorelli on flutes. From their recording Love and Peace, we heard The Farthest Shore. music by masterworks of metalsmith Steve Hubbuck from his recording titled Rune Carver, The Stars, the Moon, and the Mountain. And before that, we heard from another track from Steve Hubbuck from his recording Metal Chemist. He is performing on the self-made percussion instruments, as the title of the recording notes. Steve is a master metalsmith, not only in percussion instruments, but in other astonishing works of art as well. Before that, we heard Steve Hubbuck and Nadia Birkenstock from their duo recording, The Glow Within. We heard the title track. And we started with Diana Rowan from her recording, The Bright Knowledge, a piece titled Devoted. Diana's arrangement of several tunes, Gregorian chant, medieval Cypriot piece, and a piece from the Czech Republic. Harpistry is produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find a playlist of all the music that you heard on the show today on our website, krvs.org. Just click on Audio On Demand and scroll down to Harpistry. You can also listen to the show on demand anytime there, too. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thanks for joining me on Harpistry.